Mama Needs More, episode number 29. Welcome to Mama Needs More, the podcast dedicated to helping you get more from life outside of motherhood. Because let's face it, you're a human too. I'm your host, Kylie Van Gelder, a mom of two wild little miracles and a certified life coach with a master's in psychology. On a bi-weekly basis, I'll bring you a no BS episode full of tips and tricks on how you can boost your confidence and do more of the things you love. It's all about what you need. So come on, let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of Mama Needs More. It is another celebration episode because on April 11th, the release date of this show, it is my birthday. 1979 is the year I was born and I am 45 years old today. Simply insane for my mind to just grasp that in 5 years I'll be 50, the same age my husband is right now. When I was growing up, people who were 45 just seemed so old and far away, as I probably do now to my kids, the age. But to be fully truthful here, I don't mind being in my 40s. I actually feel more connected with who I am. And I think that that is something that you go through when you're in your 40s. Things shift and you just have these different realizations about what your priorities are. And I think that that only gets more with age if you're open to having that experience. There are, of course, older people who are not open to having that experience. But I think if you are, it really happens in your 40s. In your 30s, you're kind of getting there and you think you're on that right track. And then in your 40s, something just shifts. And maybe it's more as a woman. I don't know what it is. But you just feel more empowered and you want to take more control of your life. So happy birthday to me. And thanks for being here to listen to the show. As a reminder, there's still time to book your 1 year Mama Needs More anniversary giveaway, because as of the show 2 weeks ago, I hit 1 year for Mama Needs More. So head over to my website at www.kylievangelder.com, book your free consultation, type anniversary giveaway in the note box after selecting your date and time, and you'll receive a free coaching session from yours truly. The offer expires on April 30th, so get your session booked soon. Spaces are very limited. Okay, so if you listened to the last episode, you know my husband and I are going through a tough time. Actually, I also talked about it in episode 17, so if you listen to that one, then you also know this. It's not in our relationship, but with some other factors that are out of our control right now. It's with my husband's job. It's been over a year with a real blow that happened in September last year. It's testing the shit out of our patience and also that of our kids as they see, hear, and feel what is going on with us. Sure, we try to protect them. We can't keep them in a bubble though. And so there is only so much we can do as parents. Kids are smart and they are sensing magnets. That is how they understand their world. They can sense a temperature in the room, who's feeling bad and who's not feeling bad, so much better than adults. So they know, even if they don't really know. Their body and mind knows. Plus, for us, we do explain some things. We have this understanding that they need to know that what they're sensing is right so that they learn to trust that intuition that they have. They learn to trust that sensing magnet that they have. And for all of us, it helps us build our resilience because let's face it, life can throw some pretty wild curveballs. You've likely experienced tough times yourself, and as with all living beings, you will again. And this is why it's so important to acknowledge the kind of weird-ass gifts struggles can bring to you and your family. And I'm laughing. I'm laughing now, really, because it is strange and weird to think of any of this or any struggle that you're going through as a gift. But it's all about perspective. I guess I'm going to say that. Yes, it is. It is hardcore all about perspective. Usually we don't look at what we learned until after a challenging time has passed and the mountain we climbed is way in the distance. And maybe sometimes you never even look back. But this reflection is so vital to seeing how far you've come. But if you also take time or take a few minutes to recognize how you're handling a situation when you're in it and look at how far you've come, you'll see just how damn resilient you are. We have been emphasizing the amount of resilience that we have and how this has significantly increased as a result of these shit that we're going through. And I think it is so important to acknowledge that while you're in it, when your kid is screaming and yelling at you and you don't lose your cool, holy man, you've built up a strong resilience to it. You've built up your patience. You've built up just whatever it is to make you more resilient. You are stronger. And I want to add that resilience is a word we hear often, yet its true power, I think maybe we underestimate it sometimes. It's not just about getting through a storm. It's about turning the bumps in the road into stepping stones and coming out stronger, more fabulous, and empowered than ever before. Think of it as a muscle you have to train. With practice, you can get better at it. And, well, actually, with practice, you can get better at anything, really. The thing is, building resilience isn't always rainbows and butterflies. It's messy. It's uncomfortable. It requires us to confront our deepest fears and vulnerabilities head on. And yet, it's exactly in these moments of darkness that our resilience shines, our strength shines. Think of resilience like your inner superhero. It's the ability to bounce back stronger and more resilient in the face of adversity. It's not about being immune to life's challenges, because you will have life's challenges and you will have struggles. It's about tapping into your inner strength to navigate through the challenge with emotional intelligence and courage. Meaning, basically, you don't lose your shit every 10 seconds with a temper tantrum as an adult. But yes, you still experience anger, frustration, and maybe even rage, yet you don't act on these. You don't take it out on other people. Instead, you acknowledge how you're feeling and you give yourself space to feel what you feel. To push your feelings away, what you resist persists. So if you try not to be frustrated and angry, you will likely be more frustrated and angry. Help scream into a pillow if you have to. If it's needed, do that, then move forward with what needs to get done. And doing that allows you to build up that resilience to bounce back. And being able to bounce back is being resilient. Whether it's dealing with setbacks, loss, or those wonderful, winding, unexpected twists and turns that life likes to bring us, it's about knowing the messiness is part of life. Learning from your experiences and knowing you'll pull through. For sure, I will say this, having 5 miscarriages built up my resilience, and clearly the universe feels I need more. Thank you, universe. And maybe this is because another major life challenge is coming my way, or maybe it's because it's leading me to something greater so that I'm even more prepared in the future and so that I can look back and say, wow, I am freaking strong. And in this moment, I can look at myself and say, wow, I can take on so much more than I thought I could. And yes, this sucks to think of since we're in the middle of this other thing that's dragging on and on and on. But okay, I can't control what I don't know. So maybe there is something else coming my way that I'm being prepared for now. And resilience, it isn't about like being tough. It's about being flexible and adaptable. It's about being able to bend without breaking and to find creative solutions to life's challenges, trusting in your ability to overcome whatever comes your way. And this is what my husband and I are working on every freaking day through all of this stuff. And yes, we have days where one of us wants to snap and maybe even does a little, but we're not allowing the shit to break us entirely. We've reached limits we didn't even know we had. And this empowers us even more by acknowledging this. That's the important thing about all of the whole resilience thing, is you have to acknowledge how far you've come and the work that you're doing in the middle of the stuff. Like I had, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, when you acknowledge that, you really show your brain what you're capable of. And the more you show your brain what you're capable of, the more your brain believes you're capable of hard things. And seriously, the other day I had an epiphany. I'll explain it to you. Those who are resisting responsibility for what's going on with my husband and I, other people have to actually be willing to take responsibility for something. I realize that they are actually dealing with their own internal shit, generational trauma, and fears. And this is why they're not taking that responsibility. All of these things, they are likely not to even be aware of, that they have all of this stuff working in the back of their mind, making the decisions for them rather than actually consciously making the decisions. Often, our subconscious mind and the generational trauma and our own fears and internal triggers, that's what actually dictate most of our decisions. And so that's what's happening for them as well. So how can I blame them for what they don't even know? And immediately when this came to me, I immediately felt better. There was this sense of release. And my teenage self was probably saying something like, damn woman, you have fucking grown. Because I have. But here's the beautiful thing about resilience. That just shows you it is not fixed. It's not a fixed trait. It's something that can grow over time. My teenager definitely didn't have this much resilience. But as an adult who is now 45 years old, I have been through a lot of things and I've had the life experience to help build my resilience, and I've acknowledged it, that it has grown. And maybe you are wondering if you are a resilient person. Well, just look at your history. Look at what you have come through from childhood into adulthood, being a mother, all of these things, the patience you have built, the ability to stand your ground with your kids or with your partner or at work, the boundaries you set. All of that is part of resilience. And if you're wondering how you can build more when things are tough, well, we'll go through a few things because, yes, I have some ideas for that. First of all, it's all about your mindset. Resilience begins between the ears, as with many things as well. It's about adopting a growth-focused perspective that sees challenges as opportunities for development and transformation. Instead of viewing setbacks as roadblocks, see them as detours leading you towards something greater. And it's hard to do that when you are in the middle of this massive setback. It's hard to really see it as, oh yes, something fantastic is going to come out of this. But it is important to know that if anything, you will be stronger as a result. And that is a fantastic thing. Then when you're surrounded by all the crap, look at self-care. Ah, yes, the ever-elusive act of taking care of yourself as a mom amidst the chaos of everyday life. Oh, so philosophical. It's pure bliss. But it's true. Taking time for you is important, even if it's as little as 3 minutes a day or as big as 3 minutes a day. All about perspective, right? You could take a guilt-free nap, indulge in a piece of chocolate cake, meditate, read a few pages of a book, and so on. Episode 8 offers some quick self-care tips for busy moms. These are the types of things when you take care of yourself, you also show that type of resilience. In my house, we are setting amazing boundaries when it comes to taking care of ourselves. And it's hard. It's really, really hard sometimes. We are not binge watching TV at night anymore. By roughly 9:30, we shut things down and slowly get ready for bed. We aim to have lights out before 11. Yes, we take our evening time after 9:30 very slowly. We've significantly cut back on alcohol because alcohol negatively impacts sleep. It negatively impacts thought process. And being that we're in the shit we're in, we are triggered into our survival mode quite often. And so living in that survival mode for over a year now, on and off, is really intense on your brain and body. So it's so important to pay attention to that and to cut back on the things that you tend to fall to when you're having hard times. So we're eating really healthy. My husband has his morning meditation and yoga routine. I journal, I exercise regularly, and I meditate throughout the day, even if it's just a few deep breaths of calming myself down, being very mindful. I'll take this for myself right now as a full-on meditation. Why not? We need these things to keep us sane. If we didn't turn this, or if we didn't actually turn to this, we'd go to the other extreme. We're very much like that, where we love our TV, we love our junk food, we love, having a glass of wine or a couple of beer. So for our sanity and how we want to show up for our kids, this is how we're prioritizing self-care. Of course, with no lies here, we do have more triggered moments, more moments where we feel like we're going to snap, or maybe we do have, you know, a bit of a shout when we probably don't really need to. And this is because we are in that survival mode. So our reptile functioning brain, the survival part of our brain, is more on alert. And when you're on that for so long, it's just normal that you have those more often, that you're more triggered, that you're impatient. And so also having that awareness. But I will say, these moments happen far less than they would had we decided to drink daily, eat junk food, and only watch TV to numb ourselves. When you're not paying attention to what is happening around you and how you are behaving in situations, and you turn to things like drinking daily or drinking quite regularly, eating junk food, and only watching TV, you are numbing yourself to what is actually happening around you. And this will make you sleep worse. You'll be more impatient. You'll be less able to handle the crap going on around you, making you less resilient to it and more difficult to bounce back. You sort of get into like a downward spiral of things, and you don't want that when you're having a difficult time. So when you're going through tough times, make sure to look at what is within your control for taking care of yourself and do it. I mean, it's hard. It's really friggin' hard. I'm watching Shameless right now. I don't know if you have Netflix. It's got 11 seasons. And I just want to sit there. I mean, we both do. We just want to sit there and watch the next episode and watch the next episode to see what shameless things Frank does. But we are doing our best not to do that. So it does take some self-control and some awareness, but it helps you build that resilience. And building resilience, I want to add this, is not a solo act. If you are a single mom, or if you have a partner you can turn to, just know that it is something you do with others. So if you're a single mom, make sure you surround yourself with people who lift you up. And if you have a partner, make sure your partner's lifting you up, and or you have friends who are lifting you up when you are feeling down, and people who you can turn to for support as you work through the hard stuff. Vulnerability creates connection, and connection is the key to knowing you're not alone during the difficult time. And with this comes gratitude. In the middle of the chaos, it's easy, it's so easy to lose sight of the amazing things you have in your life. A hug from your kids, your house, a bed, food, clothes, water, family, friends, whatever it is. There is always, always something to be thankful for. Waking up in the morning and taking your deep breath. I mean, if you don't want to go that deep, then just having a warm blanket around you, having a day off of work, a weekend to go just play with the kids, whatever it is, start a gratitude practice by either writing down three things you're grateful for each day, or simply taking a moment to savor the little things in life. Like when my kids hug me, I breathe them in. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Everybody Loves Raymond, but Raymond's father, when he would come over and the kids of Ray and Deborah would be there, the two twins, he would go over and hug them and like breathe them in. And he would talk about, you know, sucking up their youth. But I do this to just breathe them in, to just smell them and just to feel them and just get the full body sensation of these little beings that I'm hugging. And it's these little moments that actually do huge, huge things for you. And research shows that grateful people tend to approach setbacks with a more positive outlook, which can help them cope more effectively with stress and adversity. Overall, research also on gratitude highlights the significant effects on your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. And it only takes a few minutes to do, a few seconds if you hug your kid. Often you can't hold on to them longer than that. So it's really short and it's easy to do. And think of it as your self-care if you want to. It's absolutely a way of doing self-care, practicing gratitude. With resilience, there's no specific destination either. It's not a 10-step program to enlightenment. As with all things, it's more about the journey than the destination. The destination is secondary. It's about how you grow between those steps from 0 to 10 or 0 to 100. That's what's important. and you may never actually reach a specific destination. It's about embracing the roller coaster that is life. Without the downs, you cannot have the ups. And knowing that you will get back to an up is part of that bouncing back that is resilience. Looking at every challenge as an opportunity for growth gives you a chance to come out stronger and more empowered. And yep, it sucks sometimes. It sure does. But when it passes and you've acknowledged your growth, you will feel fucking amazing. You are stronger than you know and more resilient than you could ever imagine. Embrace the challenges, trust in your power, and know that with every setback, you are one step closer to becoming who you want to be. I said that message to you and this entire podcast also as a reminder to myself, I think. Often the advice we give is what we need to hear ourselves. But to sum it up, through positive mindset shifts, self-care, building a strong support network, and practicing gratitude, you can strengthen your resilience and learn to bounce back from pretty much anything. I think you can bounce back from anything if you've built up your resilience. If you or someone you know wants to talk about cultivating more resilience, please DM me on Instagram at Kylie Van Gelder or visit my website, kylievangelder.com. As a one-year anniversary giveaway, along with my free consultation, I'm gifting a free coaching session. This is therefore the perfect time to test out coaching and work on your personal development. You get to do it for free. Make sure you sign up before April 30th with the words anniversary giveaway in the note box. Slots are limited, so hurry up and get your call booked. Remember to share the show with other mamas who are in need of more. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day.